It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, sitting in the driver's seat this morning, your host. And our handsome Ethan is over there running the iPad. That would be another grandson of Monica. And Monica is going to be our special guest today. So it's kind of unusual for you to be our guest.
It is. It's different. This side is different than that side.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. I know you always have things the Lord's laid on your heart, and so I'm anxious to hear what He's laid on your heart today, Monica. I know it's going to be good. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can post it right on the Facebook page, and about halfway through the program, we'll stop and we'll pray for those needs. We do record in two parts. I think we finally got that fixed. And hopefully we can post that over to our website. So for those of your friends that don't have Facebook, they can go there and listen to it on our website, therockchristianmusic.com. Our Facebook sponsor today is Prophetic Voice Ministries. And we appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. Monica, I think maybe I've covered everything. Have I covered everything?
I think so.
Okay. Will you pray to start us out?
I sure will. Father God, I just ask you to move me out of the way. I surrender this hour to you, Lord God. And I ask that you come. I invite you here, Lord God, to speak to your people through me, Lord God. I surrender to you, for you are so faithful in all that you do. Let your word go out to your people. And even if they don't know they're your people yet, Lord God, I ask that you give us ears to hear, eyes to see, but most importantly, Lord, a heart to receive you in all your words as the only truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I don't even have a title for you today. You probably put it on the Facebook page, but I haven't looked there yet. So what are you going to be talking about today?
Today I want to talk to y'all about the faithful Father.
The faithful Father.
The faithful Father.
Okay, I got my notebook.
And I want to, first, I'm kind of nervous, y'all, because this side, like I said, this side is different than that side. So this morning I want to start out by reading Romans 8. And bear with me. So now, the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus. And I'm reading out of my Passion's translation. The Anointed One, Jesus, the Anointed One. For the law of the Spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us from the law of sin and death. For God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish, because the law was limited by the weakness of human nature. Yet God sent us His Son in human form to identify with human weakness. Clothed with humanity, God's Son gave His body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and the power of sin. So now every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the Anointed One living His life in us. And we are free to live, not according to our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. Those who are motivated by the flesh only pursue what benefits themselves. But those who live by the impulses of the Holy Spirit are motivated to pursue spiritual realities. For the sense and reason of the flesh is death, but the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. In fact, the mindset focused on the flesh fights God's plan and refuses to submit to His direction, because it cannot. For no matter how hard they try, God finds no pleasure with those who are controlled by the flesh. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And if you are not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, you are not of Him. Now Christ lives His life in you. And even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, His life-giving Spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. Yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's Spirit of resurrection lives in you, He will also raise your dying body to life by the same Spirit that breathes life into you. And I get emotional when I read the Word of God, because it is now my most valuable treasure. Mm. So then, beloved ones, the flesh has no claims on us at all, and we have no further obligation to live in obedience to it. For when you live controlled by the flesh, you are about to die. But if the life of the Spirit puts to death the corrupt ways of the flesh, we then taste His abundant life. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never feel orphaned. For as He raises up within us, our spirits join Him in saying the words of tender affection. Beloved Father, for the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as He whispers into our innermost being. You are God's beloved child. And since we are His true children, we qualify to share all His treasures. For indeed, we are heirs of God Himself. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that He is and all that He has. We will experience being co-glorified with Him, provided that we accept His sufferings as our own. I am convinced that any suffering we endure is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be unveiled within us. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. For against it, Well, the universe itself has had to endure the empty futility resulting from the consequences of human sin. But now with eager expectation, all creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay, and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. To this day, we are aware of the universal agony and groaning of creation, as if it were the contractions of labor for childbirth. And it's not just creation. We who have already experienced the first fruits of the Spirit also inwardly groan as we passionately long to experience our full status as God's sons and daughters, including our physical bodies being transformed. For this is the hope of our salvation. But hope means that we must trust and wait for what is still unseen. For why would we need to hope for something we already have? So because our hope is set on what is yet to be seen, we patiently keep on waiting for its fulfillment. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers, who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. For he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. This means the son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. Having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. And those who possess his perfect righteousness, he co-glorifies with his son. So what does all of this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us? For God has proven his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his son. And since God freely offered him up as a sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? God himself is the judge who has issued his final verdict over them, not guilty. I want to stop right there for a minute. When I was a little girl, I loved the Lord with all my heart. And then some things happened in my life. And I began to run far and do so many things that were completely against God. But the moment I hit rock bottom, and I heard that sweet whisper, "Come home, child." And I received that invitation to come back home to my father. He was there with his arms open wide, welcoming me back home. Romans 8:34. Who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the Anointed One. For he gave his life for us. And even more than that, he has conquered death and is now risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. So how could he possibly condemn us, since he is continually praying for our triumph? Who could ever divorce us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love toward us. Troubles, pressures, and problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecutions? Deprivations? I hope I said that right. Dangers and death threats. No, for they are all impotent to hinder omnipotent love. Even though it is written, all day long we face death threats for your sake, God. We are considered to be nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. So now, I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I'm convinced that his love will triumph over death. Life's troubles, fallen angels, or dark rulers in the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us. No power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One.
Amen and amen to that.
So this morning, I was sitting on my mama's porch in the swing, and I was just having coffee and just pouring my heart out to my Lord. And I got a phone call this morning from someone that I've known a couple of years now that I've been kind of ministering to, you know, just what God's done for me and what God wants to do for them and just how God loves us. And there's nothing that God, you know, nothing that can stop God's love for us. She called me, and I call it a Jesus 911 call. And she told me that she had found, they had found a young lady here in Elk City in an apartment complex dead. Found her dead and half naked. I had just seen this young woman Thursday. I had just seen these two women Thursday. And I took the time to pray for them, hug them, love on them. And now she's gone. I don't know her very well, the young lady that passed away. But I know God knew her. And I know that God loves her. And so I took the time this morning on the phone with my friend Lindsay and just prayed. And just prayed for God's comfort and for God's peace. And then I was prompted to tell my friend Lindsay, sister, you have to cut ties with everything and everyone that is associated with your old life. I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. We were not there. But I can assure you, the Lord God Almighty saw it all and was there through it all. And I encouraged my friend to turn her back on the old lifestyle and walk in the new. When I was in that lifestyle, if I could have done it on my own, if I could have gotten off dope and put the needle down on my own, I would have. I don't know one person that wakes up one morning and makes the decision to become a druggie. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. We are in a time. It is of the utmost importance that we understand that there is a true spiritual battle. The only way we're going to win is to accept the invitation to come home. To come home to the Father who is so faithful. I've shared my personal testimony on here a couple times. I am not a pastor. I am just a 50-year-old woman from Sunnyvale, Texas, a small town in Texas, who has had life thrown at me, some good, some bad. But I'm also a woman who has accepted the invitation to come home to my Father's house. And in doing that, turning and asking the Lord to forgive me for going against him and his character. In Dallas, at 16 years old, I was married at 15. At 16, I had dime houses in Dallas.
I don't know what that is.
I'm fixing to explain it.
Okay.
So, a dime house is where you sell marijuana and drugs. I wasn't the one in the dime house, but I was the one who supplied the drugs for the dime house. And then I would go sit in the pool at the apartment complex and do ecstasy, acid. And I was 16 and I was hanging out with 20-year-olds. And what seemed to be a good time doesn't compare to the life I live now. At 17, I found myself separated, not wanting to go home to my mom. So I got the idea to go to a strip club and apply for a job. And I got the job. So I was a drug dealer in Dallas. And I'm going to call it what it was. I was a prostitute. Took my clothes off for money. That's prostitution. Let's just call it what it is. And that lifestyle had me headed to hell. Because I turned my back on God. But giving them, but God, he is so faithful. He pursued me. And I finally got it. I finally got it. And I finally accepted the invitation to turn around and come home. You want to take some prayer requests now?
We do have several prayer requests.